Get comfortable. Close your eyes, become aware of your breath, your beautiful life-giving breath. It's time to tune inwards. We're just at that point of the lunar cycle where the moon is full. It's reflecting the light of the sun, the soul. In the first part of the lunar cycle, with the new moon, you've planted seeds. You've had intentions. You tuned into things that you're bringing forward and growing. And in this part of the cycle, it's about the manifestation, the bringing into fruition. The fullness of the light gives us the ability to do this and gives us a piece of clarity maybe we didn't have in the beginning. So be aware of your breath. Breathe all the way down into your belly, your beautiful body, relaxing breath by breath. As you tune into your heart, with each inhalation, drawing your attention inward, away from the world, and on the exhalations, letting go of all the things, all the people, all the obligations. Drawing your attention inward into the source of your being, where you can hear and feel the truth. And with the light of this full moon, illuminating your deeper wisdom and intuition, there are things, there's information that wants to be revealed to you. Breathe through your heart, your beautiful heart, and let it open wide with each breath. Just like a flower, petal by petal, opening wide. Or light getting brighter and brighter. Your center of creation, of truth, of deep, deep knowing. Welcoming your mind to drop like a beautiful gem right down into the center of your heart. On an exhale, let it drop. Let your awareness expand in all directions, in front of you, back of you, to the sides, up and down. Your awareness is ever expansive. Tune into your soul directives that you tuned into in the beginning of the month, or reflect on the seeds that you've planted. What have you started in the beginning of the lunar cycle? And just make a mental note of the things that you have intended, desired, started for yourself personally, for your business, for your work in the world. What have you been giving birth to? Even if you didn't do it intentionally, reflect. And how have you been feeling about that? Feeling is that vibrational currency. Clear thought, intention, backed up by the frequency of the feeling, opening up to allowing, taking inspired action, brings things into creation. So how have you been feeling about the seeds that you planted? How have you been feeling about what you've been stepping in to lead? And no matter where you are on the process, on the timeline from initiation and to full fruition, matters not. Just notice where you are now, and it's the perfect place for you to be in the process. Not all things are created overnight. Not all things are created in one lunar cycle, but a part of something is. So bring into your awareness that the dominant thing, and you can hold more than one, that's fine, that you've planted the seeds for. And really bring it into your heart, just like you would bring a beloved into your heart. And notice where you are in the fruition of this, the manifestation of this, the creation of it. Notice where you are. Are you in the very beginning stages, somewhere in the middle? Is it coming into completion? Without any judgment, just marking where you are so you know where you're starting from. As the moon wanes for the second half of this lunar cycle, it's time to finish up, to take the inspired actions that you know to take, or we will tune in for you to take, to bring this into its fruition or into the next phase. Some things have phases, sections to them, so to speak. So notice where you are. And then I want you to jump all the way to the end. And what is this going to look like? And what is this going to feel like when it's in full manifestation, full fruition? What's it going to look like? What will you be doing differently? Or how will that construct in your life or your business in its full fruition, the vision of it? How will it show up? How do you want it to show up? Let that vision play out for you and add some details to it, or tune into the details of it, giving the universe very clear directives on what it is that you are creating. Just like when you're building a house and you've drawn out the plans and, you know, you're picking the colors and you're getting down to finer and finer details about things as things move along. And tuning into that picture, into that vision, and this can even just be a way of being within yourself. How are you going to feel? What is the vibrational currency that goes with this that you are creating in this lunar cycle? How are you going to feel? Feel that now. What is that deep sense of freedom, or feeling unlimited, or just joy, or the satisfaction in bringing this to life? Really turn the vibrational currency, the frequency up by feeling even stronger. Let your vision play out a little bit more at the same time to spur you on. You're paving the way, you're setting the energy. You're being clear with the universe, because the universe will reflect back to you your clarity as you align with it. Tune in to your inspired actions that your soul is calling you to take, to bring this into fruition. And if you're dealing with more than one thing, that's fine. Just pause and do this for each thing you're working with. So tuning into your heart, knowing what this looks like and feels like now. What's one inspired action I can take to bring this into fruition? You may want to write that down. We're going to tune in for 3 inspired actions. And if they're the same, that's fine. And if you don't get to all 3, that's okay too. It's a process. What's number 2 inspired action that my soul is calling me to take to bring this into fruition? This clear vision, this clear frequency of feeling. And what is the 3rd inspired action? And often you need to complete number 1 before you can go to number 2. But what's the 3rd inspired action to take in the end of this lunar cycle? And make a note of that. If you have more than one thing you're working with, pause and do that for whatever else that you're working with. It's time to reconnect with your archetypes. You may have already connected with them in your soul directives meditation, your new moon meditation at the beginning of the lunar cycle. Then just tune in. And either with the archetypes you've already chosen, or your soul has chosen for this project, bring them into your awareness, or tune into which archetypes are now being called to help you with bringing this into fruition. Just notice which archetype or archetypes show up, whether it's same or different. And write that down. And then tune right back into what gifts, which of your archetype's gifts is really going to support you in this. Really going to support you. You have so much support. And your sacred wealth code is part of that, but you have so much support. You just have to tune into it, ask for it, be aware of it, and then use it. Take another deep, full breath. Reconnect with your vision and the feeling of it, what you're bringing into fruition on this lunar cycle. And have a deep sense of gratitude that it's already done. A deep sense of gratitude. When you're in gratitude, you're in full receivership. A deep sense of gratitude. Blessed be.